Hey, buddies, welcome back to the Semi-Seminarian, our Theology in Music series. And today, we're diving deep into the one I keep coming back to, one that's stitched into my bones. And no matter how many times I've heard it, still finds ways to surprise me. Now, what this one lacks in biblical references, it more than makes up in the emotion of the human condition, exposing what life is really like. And in a way, hey, that's a universal truth, right? Now, this isn't just a folk song. This is a myth in three chords. It's a border ballad, a lamentation. It's a fight song. It's the story of Carlos Zaragoza, a man who walked into exile with $27, a gold-framed memory, and a rooster, they say, was born in heaven, written by Tom Russell. That bird is Gallo de Cielo. He ain't just feathers and fury. He's a sermon, a stand-in for everything the world took and everything one man tried to claw back. Broken-winged, wild-eyed, and holy in a way only the desperate can truly understand. And yeah, this one means more to me than most. Because some songs don't just speak to you, they speak for you. They remember things you forgot to grieve. So pour yourself something strong, light a candle, hey, maybe a cigarette. Come sit with me in the dust. We're heading into the heart of a song that doesn't flinch when it hurts. It's a gospel of memory, exile, and a rooster that just wouldn't quit. I'll see you on the other side. So, we start in the area of Porfirio Diaz, the Porfiriato, a time between 1876 and 1911 when Mexico underwent an aggressive campaign of so-called modernization. That word, modernization, it covered a multitude of sins. Railroads were laid, cities electrified, and foreign capital flooded in. But behind the headlines, rural Mexico bled. Nearly all communal land holdings that had supported indigenous and peasant communities for generations was abolished or stolen. Legal reforms allowed wealthy elites and foreign investors to enclose what had at one time been common ground. So, for families like the Zaragozas and Casas Grandes, this wasn't progress. This was stealing their home and their land, dressed up as reform. Land was taken from nearly 90% of rural villagers through all kinds of dubious legal deeds, barbed wire enclosures, and foreign leases. Casas Grandes is a farming community near Chihuahua, and Casas Grandes wasn't exempt. The Zaragoza family may have lost land inherited through generations, lands that once fed their ancestors. And here, if you know the song, this is where Pancho Villa enters the history, the centaur of the North. Born Jose Arango in Durango in 1878, he rode in on the chaos, leading the Division del Norte under the banner of revolution. Villa confiscated lands and cattle from wealthy landowners early in his campaign, including redistribution for veteran dispossessed villagers. And for a moment, it looked like the Zaragoza fields might be returned. Pancho Villa rose from outlaw to general, rallying the poor with promises of justice and land, and for a while it looked like Villa might deliver. His forces surged across northern Mexico, winning battles, redistributing land, and stirring up real hope. But in 1915, Villa's strength began to falter. He had begun losing key battles, his army had splintered, and the vision of true land reform faded. And the revolution moved on without him. And for families like the Zaragozas, that meant their land, taken decades earlier, was never coming back. The dream of return died in the same dust that buried the last of Villa's victories. So let's set the stakes and look at the song. Carlos Zaragoza left his home in Casas Grandes. Carlos is a man shaped by what has been taken from he and his family. The first line names his loss and his origin. He's from a place tied to the soil, a place whose very name means big houses, yet he leaves with almost nothing. His journey begins not in ambition, but in memory and the ache of exile. Gaudí Cielo was a rooster born in heaven, so the legends say. First line doesn't just describe a rooster, it anoints him. Born in heaven, not hatched in some dusty pen, from the start, this bird carries a myth in his feathers. He's holy and haunted, chosen and scarred. His wings, they'd been broken. He had one eye rolling crazy in his head. He's no pristine symbol. His body remembers violence and shows it. A broken-winged, wild-eyed fighter who's already seen the pit a bunch, but he's still standing. And that's the point. The madness in his eye, maybe it's trauma. Maybe it's focus. And he'd fought 100 fights, and the legends say 100 fights? That's not just a record, that's a life. That's endurance turned into folklore. That one night near El Sueco, they fought De Cielo 7 times, and 7 times he'd left brave roosters dead. 7 rounds, not just victory, domination. In the Bible, 7 is completeness, perfection. Here it's blood perfection. Hola, my Teresa. I'm thinking of you now in San Antonio. Carlos is far from home. Emotionally, physically, spiritually, San Antonio isn't just geography. It's exile. He speaks her name like a liturgy, a tether back to something still pure. I have $27 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold. What does a man carry when he has nothing left? $27 in a photograph. That gold frame isn't decoration, it's a sacrament. And tonight I'll put it all on the fighting spurs of Gaudí Cielo. He's not just placing a bet, he's lighting a match. And then, he says, I'll return to buy the land Villa stole from father long ago. Here it is. The dream, the ache, the impossible hope. Carlos isn't after money. He's after restoration, justice, something old made right. Each line is a wound wrapped in rhythm, and together they name a man betting his soul on one last round. Now picture it. A dusty arena at the edge of town, lanterns swinging, men shoulder to shoulder, cigarettes glowing, the weight of old stories hangs in the air. Carlos crouches by the pit. Gaudí Cielo trembles, not from fear, but from readiness. His one wild eye scans the ring like a prophet reading the signs. And the bell clangs, dust rises, spurs flash. The pit becomes a whirlwind of fury and feathers, 37 rounds again. Each crow from De Cielo cuts like a psalm. Each strike is a sermon. He fights like he knows. Carlos needs more than money. He needs the past to breathe again. And in the tumult of this fighting ring, Carlos doesn't hear the crowd. He sees the morning dew on his father's corn. He sees Teresa's photo catching the sun. He sees the dust of Villa's riders on the horizon. And through it all, De Cielo fights, not to win, not to survive, but to testify. He fights like memory fights forgetting, like land fights erosion. And in that sacred blur of past and present, Gallo del Cielo becomes more than a rooster. He becomes proof the earth still knows their name. Then the screams of Saragossa fill night outside of the town of Santa Clara. This is the final scene. Carlos kneels in the center of the ring, cradling what's left of Gallo del Cielo. The beak is shattered. He's not just holding a bird. He's holding the broken body of everything he tried to reclaim. Carlos lifts his face and curses the bones of Pancho Villa, not just the man, the myth, the kept promise, the betrayal. And Zorro rises. One last blow, and Gallo del Cielo is driven down. Not defeated, martyred. No bell rings. No cheer. Just Carlos still in the ring, still remembering. But we don't forget. Why this matters. The narrator continues, do the rivers still run muddy outside of my beloved Casas Grandes? Does the scar upon my brother's face turn red when he hears mention of my name? Do the people of Azueco curse the theft of Gallo del Cielo? Tell my family not to worry. I will not return to cause them shame. These questions by Saragossa aren't questions. They're ghost stories. Carlos isn't asking because he doesn't know. He asks because he can't stop remembering. And he chooses not to return, not out of guilt, but out of grace. Carlos's fight wasn't just for the land, it was for dignity, for remembrance, for the right to say I was here, I mattered, and I tried. Sometimes the only way to come home is not to, because even then, the rivers remember your name. Hope can be as fragile as a rooster's wing, but it still flies. And we bear memory because we bear loss. Carlos' fight wasn't for 50 acres. It was for 50 names, 50 prayers, 50 dawns. A generation of people whose lives mattered despite their circumstance. And while there's no happy ending here, it's sacred because it's true. It's like seeing something tragic we just can't look away from because we see the trueness in it. And in a world full of the artificial, when we come across the true, man, we can't help but connect. And I think this song does it right here. So what are we left with? Not a victory, not a monument. Just a grave dug in the dirt by a man who tried to buy back his past with a bird and a prayer. Gallo del Cielo isn't my favorite song just because it's beautiful, though. Lord knows it is. It's my favorite because it dares to be tragic. It lays the weight of history on a feathered back and says, here, carry this. Carlos Saragossa will never ride home a hero, but in that pit, in that dust, he became a witness. A man who risked everything to proclaim the past still matters. If you ever loved something that couldn't be saved, then you know this story. You are this story. And if the world forgot you, may this song remember you. Thanks for walking with me. Thanks for sitting in the dust with me. This has been the Semi-Seminary in our Theology in Music series. And this one was for Carlos, for del Cielo, for the fight that ended but never really let go.
and for every exile out there still praying in the dirt. I'll see you next time.